Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria has recorded 733 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from 56,000 tests, including a man who attended an anti-lockdown protest this week. The state's health department has also recorded another fatality, taking the current outbreak death toll to 21. There are now 7,160 active cases of coronavirus across the state. New South Wales has recorded 1,043 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from more than 131,000 tests in the past 24 hours. The state also recorded another 11 deaths, taking the number related to this current outbreak to 277. New South Wales Health says 84% of the population aged over 16 years has received a first vaccine, and 56% are fully vaccinated. Speaking at the Southwestern Sydney Vaccination Centre in Macquarie Fields, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian issued this warning to residents who have endured 3 months of lockdown.
When we start opening up, it has to be step by step. It has to be done cautiously. So whilst we're all looking forward, it's almost a gallop to the finish line in terms of the 70% double dose, we need to make sure that what we do at 70% and 80% is done cautiously.
And Australia has reached a 50% vaccine milestone after administering a record of more than 2 million vaccine jabs in a week. According to the latest federal government figures, just over half of all eligible adult Australians are now fully vaccinated. More than 26 million doses have been administered across the country. A pilot plan that will see the phased return of fully vaccinated international students to New South Wales has been finalised by the state government. The plan has been approved by the federal government, with the first flight to land in Sydney by the end of this year. Accommodation provider Scape is to house the returning students for the 14 days of quarantine in Redfern. A building has been deemed COVID safe to accommodate up to 650 students. Queensland has not recorded any COVID-19 cases, but it has announced changes to face mask rules across the state. People sitting down can take off their mask even if they are not eating or drinking. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, explains the rule.
So essentially, to make it simple, once you sit down, you can take your mask off. So that doesn't matter if you're in a cinema, in a theatre, in a restaurant, at school, at work.
Australia and India are expected to seal an interim trade agreement by the end of the year, following a meeting in Washington. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi discussed the trade agreement and climate change during bilateral talks. Both countries have struck an agreement to support the sharing of low emissions technology. Mr. Morrison says their meeting was very productive.
Our meeting today, we agreed to go forward with a low emissions technology partnership on hydrogen development, ultra low cost solar programs to support their energy transition. And so we'll work together closely with our good friends in India.
This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie Corsetti.